is underdeveloped. Now, it develops at the same time as the cerebellum. So I theorized that kids with cerebral palsy are going to have a higher rate of transgender and gay and lesbian behavior because those parts of the brain develop at the same time. Now, when the sperm fertilizes the egg, you immediately know your genetic gender, whether you're going to be a boy or a girl, but that part of the brain really doesn't start developing until later on, about the seventh week, when your cerebellum does. And here's the cerebellum. This is a piece of the brain that's underdeveloped when you have cerebral palsy. And this little pink peninsula here, the preoptic hypothalamus, is what develops or doesn't develop. They result in transgenders and gay males and lesbian females and asexual people. Everybody has an asexual auntie who, you know, lived to be 92, never got married, never went on a date. They have a crazy Uncle Frank who never went on a date, and so forth. But, you know, he was a great, scoutmaster, and so he was the scoutmaster and took all the guys out for scouting and so forth. Everybody loved him, but he just wasn't interested in girls. That's because there's no cells in that part of the brain. National Geographic, we're talking May 2013, early February of this year. This child will live to be 142. Time Magazine. In the book Immortality, we look at the top 20 longevity cultures on Earth, and they have 23 common threads, things that you can do at home. They have no doctors, no insurance, no public or private insurance. They absolutely have no roads or cars, no hospitals, no clinics, no emergency services. They're from third world cultures. None of them, there's not a single first world culture. There's not not one industrialized nation in the top 20 longevity cultures. They're all third world cultures. They're all illiterate. And you get stuff like this. The oldest person, this document is 256 years of age. I lost my slides a couple of weeks ago, and I have to have another one of those made for me. He was 256 years of age, Dr. Lee, Chinese guy. So why do these people from all over the world have 40 times 100 olds we do? They have 40 times. They have 100 old per 250 of their population. We have 100 old per 10,000. Why do they have 40 times 100 olds we do? Well, it turns out it's rare earths in their soil, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first I want to jump to arthritis real quick. Arthritis, of course, is not genetic. It's a simple mineral deficiency disease, multiple mineral deficiencies. The exception is rheumatoid arthritis, which is bone-to-bone arthritis and an infection. You can kill the infection with an antibiotic in a couple of weeks, just like you can kill syphilis bacteria in a couple of weeks. But then you have the damage you have to deal with. And so we give what we call the healthy bone and joint pack to support and promote healthy maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, and so on. This was a publication out of the New England Journal of Medicine. It was abstracted in the newspapers. It was a look at 300,000 people who had joint surgery. It's called a meta study. They looked at the records of 300,000 people who had joint studies, Harvard Medical School, and they said knee surgery, hip surgery, joint surgery for arthritis is worthless. 2002, July 2002. 4 years later, they looked at the same people, but just looked at their backs and said surgery is unnecessary for sciatica, low back pain, ruptured disc, slipped disc, all that kind of stuff, back pain, peripheral neuropathies. Again, I would use the healthy bone and joint pack to support and promote maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, and so on. Type 2 diabetes is a simple deficiency of a single mineral. We've known that for 70 years. I like to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients and what I call the secret sauce, those minerals that are missing. And you support and promote healthy blood sugar levels. You'll support and promote healthy sugar, carbohydrate, and fat metabolism at the cellular levels. It's not genetic in any way, shape, or form. Remember, I found human type 2 diabetes in crocodiles and alligators. Okay. Because I'm going to get to this bottom line here in a minute before they kick me off the stage. Again, we're going to talk just briefly about obesity. I've already told you a lot about obesity, so I don't have to tell you other than just briefly remind you. Obesity is not due to eating too much or lack of exercise. Obesity is a nutritional deficiency disease. It has nothing to do with lack of exercise or eating too much. Experts say our kids, 70% of our kids under the age of 12 are overweight, 40% of our kids under the age of 12 are obese, 30 pounds or more of their ideal weight for their health, for their height. It has nothing to do with eating too much or lack of exercise. Lack of exercise and eating too much is a result of the obesity. Loyola University School of Medicine, 2009, January, said exercise will not make you lose weight. August 2009, cover article, Time Magazine, exercise will not make you lose weight. If you want to lose weight and exercise, you're going to have to give up calories as well. Just exercise alone won't do it. Again, you've all seen the book, Hell's Kitchen, the cause, prevention and cure of obesity, simple nutritional deficiency. We literally have thousands of people a month who lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 50 pounds, and so forth. Now, this fellow here, a pastor in North Carolina, Ivan Ledbetter, I first met him, and here he is with his son. His son's 6'4", he's 6'1", and he weighed 400 pounds in the pink shirt, lost 17 pounds in the first week, started ASAP and lost 60 pounds in the first 30 days, that's 2 pounds a day, and went from 400 pounds to 165 pounds in 7 months, because he started with 4 healthy start packs, one per 100 pounds of body weight, and the ASAP.